and they hope I'm wishing you the best. Big and better things, baby, I'm about that. Even if it's a loss, I'ma get it right back. I'm coming through the front, or I'ma go around. Either way, baby, I'ma bounce back. Big and better things, baby, I'm about that. Even if it's a loss, I'ma get it right back. I'm coming through the front, or I'ma go around.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You Let's are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
What up, though? You know what's happening?
K100, you bastard.
What up? K100 Radio, man. You know I'm your host, Blizzard. Welcome to another round of our direct line interviews, man. This is where we chop it up with our special guest, man. We got a really dope lineup. We got, you know what I'm saying, some fans from the same squad, all right? We're going to be rocking out with the homie Drummer Boys Drum Squad Records crew today. You feel what I'm saying? In our very first interview that we're going to be doing, we're rocking out with the homie Spark Dog, right? Hey, I got him on the line right now. Hey, yo, Spark Dog, what up, fam? What's good, homie?
What it do, man? Killeen, Texas in the building, man. The Hood Dennis. You dig?
All right, man. That's what's up. Texas in the building. Man. So, listen, fam. It's my first time talking to you on the broadcast, bro. But I've checked out some of the videos. You know what I'm saying? I've listened to some of the songs. We got Texas representing, man. I just want to pause the music real quick, pause the background, and just let you go ahead and introduce yourself to people who may have never heard of you before, but you want to give them your grand introduction, bro. You got it. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I go by Spark, a.k.a. Spark Dog. You know, I'm from a small town called Killeen, Texas. You know what I mean? Right in the middle of the state. So we got Houston below us. We got Dallas above us. You know what I mean? I just embody everything that comes with being a Texas artist, you know. Fortunate enough to land a situation where, you know, the big homie Drummer Boy wanted to offer me a record deal. So ended up getting moved out here to Atlanta. I've been out here since April now working on my album. You know, the single we just put out is called Trill Ass Nigga. You know, Drummer Boy produced it. The video's on YouTube right now with about 100,000 views. And we working, man. Just shot another video last week in Miami during Rolling Loud. We're going to release that in the next week or two for a record called Wait. And it's going down, man. Drum Squad Records in the building.
Hey! All right, man. Look at my background. All right, man. You did your thing. Obviously, you're a seasoned artist, man. You just laid everything out the way it's supposed to be laid out. So I guess my first question is to people who may be new to the grind, because I'm pretty sure you ain't new to it. How long you been doing music, man? Where you at with your grind right now? How long you been at it?
If you ask me, I've been rapping all my life, you know, since I was young.
Right.
But, you know, professionally, like I said, I signed a Drummer Boy a few years ago, but this isn't my first record deal. I used to be in a rap group fresh out of high school with some homies, and we went by Green City. And we ended up getting discovered by a living legend out of Texas by the name of Scarface. And
okay.
We put an album out with him. It was titled Scarface Presents Green City. Brand New Money was the title of the album. And Universal Records had put that album out for us. So I had a one album deal as a group. And, you know, I always wanted to just use that as a stepping stone to catapult my solo career. So I went from, you know, doing business with one living legend in Texas, and now I'm doing business with another one in ATL by way of Memphis, you know, Drummer Boy.
Absolutely, man. So, listen, man, you've been fortunate, man, because I got to tell you, bro, like, you linked up early on with what I consider one of the greatest lyricists in hip-hop, period. I don't want to say the South. People always try to put face in the South like he's one of the greatest in the South. We know that. That's obvious, but I say he's one of the greatest lyricists in hip-hop, period, no matter the region. You know what I'm saying? As just a person, a connoisseur of music growing up, listening to hip-hop before I even got into the game myself, he was one of my favorites. So that's dope, man. So I mean, you've had a string of you know, really fortunate circumstances that led you where you at, man. So what did you learn the most from that first situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you learn? Give me a lesson that you may have learned when you was with Faith and, you know, you guys got put out there and, you know, you're rocking with somebody on that level. Tell me something that you took from that situation and you're still applying it today in your career as an artist.
That first situation just taught me the business, you know. A lot of people will tell you, you know, your first deal is most likely going to be your worst deal, but it's only how you look at it, you know. You're going to take L's in this game and in this business, but it's up to you to, you know, make it to where that L is a loss or a lesson, you know what I mean? And all my L's have always been lessons. I ain't taking no losses, you know what I mean? So I just feel like that first situation just taught me the business, you know, from the ground up and just prepared me to just explode on the scene as far as my solo career and to make sure my business is intact. You know?
Man, you know what, bro? I got to tell you something, dog. Like, real talk. I'm not saying it because you're on the phone. I'm giving you a round of applause because, bro, there's so many people that just don't understand that mind frame. Like, because, I mean, you know, I ain't got to say no names. We ain't here to call nobody out. But I know you know. I know you're in the industry. You see so many artists right now that come out and talk about how they got screwed over on their deal. You feel what I'm saying? How the label did them wrong. People are arguing about samples and all, you know what I'm saying? You know, they locked in, they want to get off. But, I mean, you basically took whatever happened, and you just learned from it. You feel me? Instead of just kind of sort of whining about it. And I got to respect that. You feel me?
I think that it's a testament to how I really live my life outside of the music business. I'm real big on, like, the law of attraction. You know, I don't know if too many people even understand what that is. It don't got nothing to do with romance. The law of attraction is basically a theory that a lot of people live by. That means any thought that you manifest in your head, you know, if you put that thought in the universe, you know, that vibe is gonna circle back towards you. Meaning, you know, if you think positive over negative, you're gonna have more positivity in your life. Like if you look at a cup, it's really only two ways you could look at it. It's either gonna be half full or half empty. When I see a cup, it's always half full. You know, that's just how my brain works. So I could never be a dude that's bitter about a situation because I didn't automatically become an overnight millionaire superstar after signing with Scarface. That man gave me an opportunity. You know, that's a man that's from Houston, Texas, one of Jay-Z's favorite rappers. You know, he really had the reach and the power to sign anybody he wanted out of Houston. You know, but he reached out to, you know, about, you know, five kids from a small town called Killeen, Texas that nobody probably heard of for a reason. You know what I mean? And just to have that opportunity, you know, and to be presented to the world from Scarface, you know, it's not a bigger cosign in Texas than him, you know, rapper-wise. So, yeah, I could never look down on that situation. You know what? It didn't do nothing but just teach me the business, you know what I mean, and just prepare me for, you know, the greatness I got to come. So it's all love, man. I love Brad, for sure.
Absolutely, man. For sure, man. Listen, bro, you know how many people in the South would love any opportunity to work with Faith Mob, man, my present company included. I'll raise my hand. You feel what I'm saying? In any capacity. So that's dope. And you guys were young. So then, okay. So fast forward. Let's push it up a little bit. You had that experience with, you know, being signed with Scarface and everything. You guys come out. You do your thing. However it dissolves. And it is what it is. But then, let's fast forward to how did you run into Drummer Boy now? Because now, you're on Drum Squad. And, you know, you got another great situation with another guy that's really deep in the game. That's really dope. So how did that meeting happen?
It happened because I was never going to let the Green City and Scarface record deal be the end-all, be-all to my career. You know, like I said, in my mind, even before signing with them, I always knew what I wanted to do as a solo artist. You know, I just happened to be a solo artist who happened to be discovered because, you know, I made rap songs with my homies in high school, and, you know, we got discovered that way as a collective, you know what I'm saying? So we signed a one-album deal. But, you know, after that situation, you know, I really took that situation and decided that I wanted to make sure that I branded everything about Spark Dog and put a brand on Spark a Lot, you know what I mean, which is my record label and my brand of what I got going on. And, you know, I was working. You know, South by Southwest is the biggest, you know, music fest in America. And that's in Austin, Texas every year. 45 minutes away from my hometown of Killeen. So I happened to be at South by Southwest performing. I had a couple shows, and I ended up, I think, stopping by a venue to check out some performances, and Drummer Boy just happened to be hosting that event, like it was his stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
Me and Drum had met in passing maybe a few years ago, a few years prior to that, like I think maybe an award show in Memphis called the Southern Entertainment Awards. They used to call them the SEAs. Then we got introduced
right.
by a mutual friend in passing, one major, but he remembered me from when I was in the club during South by Southwest. So he approached me and was like, hey, man, you know, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. I know what you got going on. This is my stage. You're more than welcome to rock out. You know what I'm saying? If you want a couple, you know, want a couple minutes on stage, just do what you do. You know, mind you, this is South by Southwest. You know, you either book there or you either book to perform somewhere or you're paying, you know, hundreds of dollars to perform. You know, and that wasn't the case. You know, he bless my game. And I guess he was so impressed by my performance that we ended up trading numbers. And from there, we developed, like, you know, a decent, like a text relationship. We just check on each other every now and then. So some time went by, and I ended up coming out to Atlanta. Because, you know, they got their own music fest out here that's called, I think it's called A3C.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out to Atlanta. I hit Drum up and let them know I'm in the city. You know, I'm really in party mode. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Because the only thing I hear about Atlanta is the strip clubs. You know, like, what's popping? I'm out here, A3C, what you got going, man? And he was like, well, shit, if you want to fuck with me, I'm at the studio. You know what I mean? You can pull up on me at the studio. I don't know about no clubs, but I'm at the studio. And that right there just let me know, like, damn, this man just really, you know, invited me to his studio. It's got to be something about me that, you know, made him just want to open his stuff up like that. Because, you know, I mean, I know people who can't even get close to Drum. You know what I mean? So
right.
It ain't no reason this man would invite me to the studio if it wasn't because he saw something in me and wanted to work with me. So I definitely pulled up on him and played each other some music. I let him hear some music I was working on. He let me hear some music he was working on. And, you know, we decided that, you know, we're going to stay in touch with each other a little more. Fast forward a little time after that, I get a phone call out the blue. And Drum is like, yo, Spark, check your email. I got a surprise for you. And I checked my email, and he had 3 beats. You know what I mean? And like I say, this is a man who's won Grammys. It's a man who's went platinum. So for him to just give me 3 beats for free, you know, when I know good and well he charged $10,000, $20,000 per beat. You know,
right.
It kind of blew my mind, but I took that as an opportunity to show him, you know, who I am as an artist and what I could do on his production. So I did a record. I did a record called Coolin', and when I recorded the song to his beat, I only did a hook and a verse because in my mind I'm like, you know what, this is Drummer Boy. I know this man can get anybody on his songs. I'm going to send on this record with an open verse and, you know,
right.
maybe he might reach out to like a Gotti or a 2 Chainz or a Jeezy or Gucci Man or something, you know?
Right.
I sent on the record. He immediately called me back once he listened to it and was like, yo, finish this song, man. You don't need nobody on this. This is your song. And right then and there, he blessed my game. And, you know, that's when I knew he was really fucking with me. You know, for him to just give me that beat like that. You know what I mean? No,
right.
no charge, no nothing. So I finished the record. And after I did that, you know, he was pretty excited about the record. And I told him I wanted to shoot a music video for it. You know, but at this time, I'm still living in Killeen, Texas. And he was like, yeah, I mean, shit, I would love you to shoot a video for it. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to pull up on you, and I'm going to shoot the video with you. And he was like,
right.
well, do it. You know, flew myself out to Atlanta, got a hold of a cameraman, pulled up on him in the studio, and we shot the video, like, in the studio on the spot. You know what I mean? And that was the first record that we did together. And at this time, I'm still not signed to him. You know what I mean? We did the record. I ain't going to lie, man, maybe – I don't know how much time went by, maybe a year, but I didn't hear from him for a while after the record. But unbeknownst to me, the reason I didn't hear from him is because his brother, Insane Wayne, was a legendary producer out of Memphis and
right.
actually, you know, taught Drum how to make beats. His brother actually got murdered in
right.
Atlanta.
That's a big story
inside
here.
Inside of a, yeah, inside of Drummer Boy's, you know, fashion boutique shop called House of Fresh. So. Like I said, I'm in Texas. I'm oblivious to all this. I don't know nothing. So I just get a phone call from bro out the blue like, yo, I know I ain't been in touch in a while, but I've been mourning the death of my brother. You know, my brother just passed. But, you know, I'm done mourning. I'm ready to get back to work. And, you know, if you'd like to, you know, join Drum Squad, I got some paperwork for you. I'd love to sign you. And that's just pretty much how it happened.
All right, man. So listen, couple of things. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to
to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, listen, fam.
K100, you bastard.
We rocking out. We talking to the homie Spark Dog. All right, he just gave us a story and really a clinic on the grind as an independent artist. Now let me, because we got to get to the music. We about halfway through the interview. We got to get to the music. We got to get to the videos. But let me tell you the clinic that he just gave you guys. A couple of things. First of all, I know you may not know me and know our platform, but bro, you've named everywhere you name, we've been. All right, we've been to South by Southwest for the past six years straight, even not counting the two pandemic years. A3C, we've been official media for A3C. We've been official media. Last year was our first year being official media at South by Southwest. All right, Drummer Boy has actually interviewed on our broadcast before a couple of years back. He's a really cool dude. I know him. So here's the thing. I think that everybody listening to this interview needs to understand, you know, the clinic, the textbook clinic the man just gave y'all, because what he said was important. First of all, he put himself out there as an artist on his own, went to South by Southwest, which is a major event. All right. He was already grinding. He had already remembered that. He already had remembered the first time he met Drummer Boy on his grind with Scarface, was prepared when Drummer Boy presented him an opportunity when he ran into him at South by Southwest, networked with him, got his contact number, which a lot of y'all don't do, followed up after that, which is what 90% of y'all don't do, followed up with the plug, talked to him some more, came back out on his own dime, flew out to Atlanta, hit him up again, went into the lab instead of partying, right? Did some music
right.
with him, got blessed, and then put more money up. Did a video on his own dime, flew himself out here again, did a video. Listen, everything that I'm trying to get y'all to understand is ain't nobody finna give you shit in this game.
Hell
period.
Nah.
The man just gave you a textbook path to how important networking is, to how important being at major events is, being humble is, investing in yourself is. I love the story, bro. I fuck with it. It's a good one. So, let's get into the music, man, because we got an interview. We got another interview right behind you, and I could probably talk to you a lot longer, but I want to make sure these people soak up the music beside all the game you just gave them. You feel what I'm saying? I wish we had longer, but I want to get into some of these songs and videos. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I know you got the quarantine joint, right? And
that's going up.
I know that was sent to me. That was sent to me, but also. I want to talk about I want to play the video because I went and found the video for that first song that you was talking about. You feel what I'm saying? The one that you kind of built the vibe with Drummer Boy, that Trill Ass Nigga, right? That's the name of the song, right?
Yeah, Trill Ass Nigga. That's the one that we just put out about a little over a month ago. Got about 100,000 views on that right now.
Right. And so I just want people to check out that video first. You feel what I'm saying? And then we're going to jump into that quarantine joint. You know what I'm saying? But because you had that one incorporated into the story, I kind of want them to see that one now because you talked about it already. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so this is K100 Radio. This is Drum Squad's artist, Spark Dog. He's got his own. Also, he mentioned that he got his own label and his own brand, so he understands the importance of that. The man been paying attention. He's been around legends, and he's been soaking up game. He's been paying attention. All right, but this is our first time having K100 Radio. Now, you guys that are watching Instagram,
I don't want to cut you off, but I gotta be clear though. The first record that I did with Drone, it was called Coolin. That's the one. Coolin is the one where I flew myself out to Atlanta, you know, to shoot that video with him a couple years ago. That was before the deal. After the deal, you know what I mean. The record that we just put out about a month ago is called Trill Ass Nigga, and then we put out Quarantine Vibes like maybe 2 weeks after that. So I just want to make sure the listeners got the order of the records and everything like that, for sure.
All right, got it. I'm glad you got it straight. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure that everybody, but the story stands, right? So
most definitely.
The story stands. So this is this first song that we're getting ready to play. Like I said, for a lot of people watching on YouTube and watching on Instagram Live and Facebook and all that, you guys get a chance to see the video. Everybody listening to the show live on the app or everybody listening to the podcast on Spotify, you guys are here to record, all right? But the name of this song is called Trill Ass Nigga, all right? So you heard the story of how he met Drummer Boy and everything. And so this is a fairly new song that they put together, a video they put out called Trill Ass Nigga. We got another one called Quarantine Vibes coming up But we're going to run this Chill Ass Nigga joint, and I want you guys to check it out. Really great video, really dope song. So check it out. This is K100 Radio, Spark Dog, Chill Ass Nigga. You feel me? I want you guys to check this joint out. Let me know what you think about it. You feel me? Hit us up, K100Radio@gmail.com and K100 Radio. You feel what I'm saying? Let's know what you think, man. Let's go.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga had to pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga had to pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga. 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 Trill ass nigga, 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 trill ass nigga. I keep it playing cause that's all I know. Trill niggas ain't got a place over hoes. Used to sell weight, now I'm selling y'all gold. Now I got paper to bail up my bros. I smell like money like it's my cologne. Hip like I just can't get the scent on my clothes. I cannot stop, you can tell I'm on go. God gave me top shell, I fed on my soul. She ain't gon' stop till my head just explodes. Thank you so good, got me curling my toes. Fashion over, took my head in my toes. Bottom of my shoes, red as a rose. Hit the club and you can bet I get chose. Popping bottles in my fashion with hoes. Diamond bottle grill, I'm flexing for show. I was blessed with the flow, never stressing the hoe. I'm a trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga had to pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga has a pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga. 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 Pretty little bit with some gold on her teeth. I feel like that's what I need. Fresh out the shower, she rolling up weed. Like, daddy, you pass the light, please. She keep it gangster when rolling with me. She probably packing the heat. Big Birkin bag, what it happened to be. Tries and she gets to clapping like, shit. Trill ass nigga with a trill ass bitch. And I'm always by my beard. Every other rapper in the South got goals in their mouth, but them diamonds don't shine like this. Trill ass niggas never hold they tongue, so I always pop my shit. And that's why as soon as I drop my shit, trill niggas in, they just gon' cop my shit. You did. Trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga had to pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga with a mouth full of gold. Trill ass nigga with a house full of hoes. Trill ass nigga had to pound for the low. Trill ass nigga from a crown to my toes. Trill ass nigga. 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 Trill ass
nigga,
trill ass nigga, trill
ass nigga. You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Alright. K100 Radio, you know the drill.
K100, you bad.
Listen, man, the homie Spark Dog, trill ass nigga. Yo, man, you gotta rock with that right there. You gotta respect that. That joint was dope, man. We gotta bring the homie back on the line real quick. Hold on a second. Spark Dog. Spark.
What it do, what it do.
All right, man. That one was dope. That one was crisp. That video was clean. You feel what I'm saying, man? How did it feel after you got a chance to put that out and it's doing wild numbers? Tell me about your grind right now. How you feeling about everything?
I ain't going to lie, man. When we first put it out and I seen them numbers shoot up the way they did, it really just blew my mind and just, let me know I'm on the right path, you know what I mean, with the music I'm putting out. And the team I got right now, so yeah, it's a crazy feeling, man. I mean, to be from a town called Killeen and actually, be able to move to Atlanta and make a comfortable living because I can make words rhyme. I can't even describe that feeling, man.
Absolutely, man. A lot of people have been worked a lot to get there. Some made it, some didn't. But at the end of the day, it sounds to me like you're appreciative of it, man. And that's what I got to respect more than anything, because some people get these opportunities and they squander it. You know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Cats get opportunities and they blow it for several different reasons. Some of them valid, some of them personal demons. But you know what I'm saying? It sounds like you really got your head on right. And I'm looking forward to, seeing you grind. How far are you guys along? Are you guys putting the whole album out? I know. How far along with that process? You got an album dropping or something like that? Or are you trying to do singles right now?
Yeah, I really want to put the whole body of work out, you know what I mean? But I definitely want to drop, you know, a lot more singles. I'm not from Atlanta, so I definitely want to, you know, make an impact here, you know, and create enough awareness about myself and what I got going on before I just put the full project out, because the music I've been working on, it really deserves to be paid attention to. And, you know, I know it's a certain way you got to roll shit out. So we ain't rushing perfection, man. I know everything I'm working on is golden. You know what I mean? And it's going, everything gonna fall in place in due time.
Absolutely, man. That's a good strategy. I mean, you know, you rocking with some industry vets, so they know when it's time to drop something, and they know when it's not time.
Yeah, for sure.
So give me a lesson that, give me one quick lesson if you can, and then we got to get to this next song because we got the next interview coming up. Give me a quick lesson that you learned. You told me about the lesson that you learned from being with Face Mob, but give me a lesson that you learned so far that you did, you know, dealing with drama and where you at right now.
Yeah.
Give me a new lesson that you've learned.
I think one of the biggest lessons I learned is that when you be in this game, you still got to understand whether you're a signed artist or not, it's going to take money to make money. You know what I mean? And one of the things that I always hear Drunk compliment me on is, you know, like when we go do interviews together and sit down with these folks and they ask them, like, what is it about this kid from Killeen? Like, what makes you sign him? What you like about him so much? He always compares me to people he knew that came in the game with a real hustle that he worked with, whether it would be like a T.I. or a Dolph or a Gotti or somebody like that. You know, I came with my own bag. I mean, outside of music, you know, back home, the streets know me as the Hood Dentist. You know what I mean? I've been selling gold teeth back home in Texas since I was in high school. My first hustle ever.
Okay.
And that's really how I funded the whole dream of being a rapper. You know what I mean? You can't do this shit and be broke unless you know, luck up and go viral. You might luck up and go viral one day. You know what I mean? For the most part, you know, you got to pay your dues. And you know, this shit ain't cheap. You know, going to the strip club every night, making it rain on every stripper in the club so you can convince them to want to, you know, dance to your song when you're not in the club. That shit ain't cheap. You know what I'm saying? Paying these blogs, you know, to, you know, feature your videos on their page on Instagram and all that. You know, this shit costs money. And the fact that I, you know, am able to, you know, move how I want to move financially because of my gold grill business, I know Drum appreciate that. So any artist in the game, understand this, man. Like, you're trying to come up. Yeah, it's probably, you probably think it's not cool to, it's not cool to have a job, but what's not cooler is being broke. That's really not cool. I'm gonna get my keeper.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the game. That's the game I give
them. Say less. I love this shit, man. Hey, you sold me on it, bro. We fucking with you the long way over here at K100 Radio.
Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, and also the lesson is networking, because, you know what I'm saying? Networking, you're on this show right now, do the networking. You feel what I'm saying? Make no mistake about it. It's people that know us, and that's why you're over here right now. So you've mentioned two things. A, this shit costs money, but also networking is key. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So good stuff, man. All right. We got to get into this next song because it's coming up on 7:30, and I got another interview. You know, your brethren over there, your label mate's supposed to be coming up right behind you. So we want to make sure we get this next song out. Tell us about this Quarantine Vibes joint so we can jump into it real quick.
Yeah, man, Quarantine Vibes. You know, the whole world been on quarantine for like the past 2-3 years. So, you know, I came up with this record called Quarantine Vibes. You're basically talking about my lifestyle while I was on quarantine. You know, I know we're not on quarantine right now, but, you know, it just seemed like the perfect time just to get some good music out with some crazy visuals. I'm really excited about everybody seeing the music video. It's one of my funnest ones. And anybody who see the video, they're going to understand why I really fuck with this video. So, I mean, here we go. K100. This is Spark, a.k.a. Spark Dog. And this is my song, Quarantine Vibes. Make sure y'all run the video up on YouTube.
Make no mistake about it. If you're already watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe on our channel and then find Spark Dog. Hit subscribe on his. Quarantine Vibes. K100 Radio. You know the drill.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio. Hip Hop and R&B.
Check it out. K100, you bastard.
Hey, quarantine vibes. I got quarantine vibes. Quarantine vibes. I got. Where I'm from, I did it bigger than any rapper before me. I can't listen to most these other rappers, they bore me. Wanna be a king, can't let no rapper dethrone me. It's lonely at the top, but it's cool, I'd rather be lonely. I just got a text from a baddie saying she horny. I can never put on blast, that would be corny. I'ma lay it down and slide inside like a door key. Let it get on top and ride it dick till the morning. Good morning, I wake up to money while niggas snoring. And if it wasn't for this pandemic, then I'd be touring. I'm forever putting up numbers and still scoring. Spark a lot, boss, got niggas who kill for me. Living life fast and basking in my glory. I get a lot of cash just rapping my life story. Women, they adore me, wanna be my shorty. I get so much cash, you'll think it was right for me. I'm on quarantine, still eating, doing features. Half Panamanian, blowing trees with Boricuas. He ain't on my team, so that mean we ain't equal. If you can't help me carry out my dreams, I don't need ya. I'm on quarantine, quarantining with your bitch, ayy. Shawty butt naked in the kitchen, cooking grits, ayy. I'm on quarantine, mask on, kicking shit, ayy. Shawty thick as shit, she a pro at taking dick, ayy. Self-made nigga taking selfies and shit. My girl pussy so wet, I might marry the bitch. Hold up, holster on my hip when I carry the stick. Ayy, rather go to trial than be carried by six. Ayy, fuck dying broke, I hope they bury me rich. COVID ain't stopping shit, I know my enemy's sick. If I shoot you and you live, you gon' tell them quick. I don't beef, I play for keeps and I don't care if you snitch. How much rails to get, how much trails they come. I'm probably thumbing through a check while you twiddle your thumbs. I'm just trying to get some bread, you can deal with the crumbs. I put a bag on your head and get rid of you bums. Went from rapping just for fun to unlimited funds. I'm from Texas where you know we got unlimited guns. I got O's by the dozen, can't just kick it with one. Shout out my quarantine bae, keep my dick on the tongue. Yeah, I'm on quarantine, still eating, doing features. Half Panamanian blowing trees with Boricuas. He ain't on my team, so that mean we ain't equal. If you can't help me carry out my dreams, I don't need ya. I'm on quarantine, quarantining with your bitch, ayy. Shawty butt naked in the kitchen, cooking grits, ayy. I'm on quarantine, mask on, kicking shit, ayy. Shawty thinking shit, she a pro at taking dick, ayy. I got quarantine vibes, ayy. Quarantine vibes, I got quarantine vibes, ayy. Quarantine vibes, I got quarantine vibes, ayy. Quarantine vibes, I got ayy.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio,
right,
hip-hop and R&B.
We gotta wrap things up. K100 Radio.
K100, you bastard.
We still chopping up with the homie Spark Dog. We gonna, before we get ready to get up out of here, my next interview is on deck. But before we go, Spark Dog, holla the man. Give out all your social media and everything so these folks can find you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, anything, any other information, connections you want them to know, anything coming out, let run down for me real quick.
Yeah, for sure. As far as what's coming out, man, Atlanta been real good to me. I've been casting two movies so far. We already wrapped one movie. Boosie, you know, Lil Boosie got a movie he executive produced out here. It's called Water Boys, and it's based on, you know, the teenagers. They'll be standing on the highway, you know, trying to force feed water down everybody's throat. They'll stop at a red light, you know what I mean? So I'm a part of that movie. I got a small role in that. They just put the trailer out for that movie a few days ago. So I think the movie drops September, the end of September. So y'all look out for that. Lil Boosie presents Water Boys, the movie. I got a cameo in that. And I just got cast in another movie from the same directors from that, in this movie called Two Brothers. And it's a culture movie. You know, about the hip-hop culture, two brothers that's trying to get in the rap game and all the struggles and shit they go through trying to make it. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. I'll be in that. So y'all look out for that. As far as Instagram, my Instagram is Spark A Graham. You got Instagram, you got Spark A Graham. You spell it like that, Spark underscore A underscore Graham. You know what I mean? And TikTok, just hashtag The Hood Dennis, I'm going to pop up. That's all you need to do. Hashtag The Hood Dennis on TikTok. I'm viral. You know what I mean? So y'all going to see my work. Anybody in the Atlanta area need a grill, y'all holler at the kid, man. I'm going to pull up on you, man. That's what the Hood Dennis do.
All right, man. Good stuff, man. Hey, a lot of game. I'm impressed, bro. I got nothing but love, and I wish nothing but big things for you, man. Keep grinding. I'm glad we had a chance to chop it up with you on K100 Radio. All right?
I appreciate the love, man. Spark a lot.
Absolutely. K100 Radio.
You
all right.
Are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You know the drill. All right, hold on. Let me check my line real quick. Hold on a second. Let me check my line real quick and see if the big homie's on here. Big homie, K-Dog.
What's going on?
What's going on, homie? You ready?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. Stand by. Let me do these real quick commercials, and we ready to roll. All right, homie?
All right.
All right. So, listen, man, if you missed any parts of this particular interview, remember, you can always catch it on our YouTube channel and our Spotify podcast. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow our Spotify podcast. And look for us on, download our mobile app, and I'll go to K100Radio.com, all right? So let me go ahead and run a couple of ads real quick, and we get ready for the homie, the big homie, my bad, the big homie K-Dog, he's next. Please rock with us, man, and please subscribe, all right? Let me run a couple of these advertisements real quick, and we'll be right back, all right? Shout out to our people over there at Making the Magazine too, man. Yeah.
What's good? This is Kelvin Cannon, publisher of Making the Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorship, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
All right,
you,
man, we are back.
To K100 good, Radio, hip hop and R&B.
You know the deal. What up?
K100, you bastard.
All right, man. We getting ready to ride. This is the second part of our Drum Squad double feature today, man. Up next, we got the homie. Hey. Hey, the big homie. The big homie K-Dog on the line. Big homie K-Dog, what up, bro?
What's going on?
Man, welcome to the show, bro. I'm glad to have you on the show, man. I appreciate you for rocking out with us, man. Salute. What's good?
You said where I'm at with it?
I said, where you at with it? I said, salute to you, man. What's going on? What you got pop?
I'm in Atlanta right now.
All right. So before we get ready to start, man, I want to pause you. Who are you working with and where you from?
You said who I'm working with?
Yeah, what you working with and where you from? Go ahead.
I'm working with my new single that just dropped. What was it, last night? Make You Mine. I got my new single out. And shit, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, Memphis in the building, man. So how long you been at it, bro? How long you been doing music?
Well, I've been doing music since a youngin', like toddler type shit. But I started taking it serious like when I was about 15.
Oh, about 15? Well, that's a minute, man. You've still been doing it, man. So, listen, I know we got introduced to you through Drummer Boy. So, how did you end up running into Drummer Boy and getting down with Drum Squad?
My auntie, my cousin, dad is related. I mean, is real close to Drummer. Like, they came up together. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And they end up. He ended up reaching out to Drummer because I was messing with him on the music situation. He was like, man, I just need to link you in with Drummer, and you know what I'm saying? And I worked something out with the beats and stuff like that, and we just ended up clicking tight, and he ended up signing.
Well, that's what's up, man. So the second question is, you know, Memphis is a grind city, man. Memphis got a lot of artists that come out of there. You feel what I'm saying? It's a rich part of the hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? A lot of history came down in Memphis, man. Who inspired you to actually really start rapping in the first place? Since you're from Memphis,
who inspired me like just to rap? I really kind of just putting my name on it because it's like I always liked the football. Like coming over, like once I started being popular for doing music and stuff like that, it just really just really me, like, I can't really just say nobody inspired me, just myself.
Oh, really? You so basically, it's kind of sort of like you start doing your thing. When you rapping and you're doing your songs, are your songs like a straight depiction of Memphis life, of your personal life?
Yeah. Memphis life and personal life.
Exactly. So tell me what it's like, you know, being an artist from Memphis, man, because besides the fact that y'all got a rich history, there's been a lot of, you know, news stories and you know, situations that happened in Memphis over the past couple of years. What is it like being an artist and you from Memphis, man? You know what I'm saying? Because Memphis, the city sometimes has a negative stigma about what may happen or what may go down with other cats or whatever. What is it really like being an artist from Memphis? And you got to weigh that on your shoulders when you out here in these streets.
Man, this should be rough sometimes, but at the same time, a nigga just know, man, what they got. Like me, I'm the type of nigga. Can I curse on her? I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I ain't gonna say nigga. I'm the type of person. Like, man, I know I got a purpose in life. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, I got a purpose to be here, and I got a purpose of doing music and shit like that. I already went through the system, and you know what I'm saying? Facing jail time, I want the worst of charges, first degree murder. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Figure it out to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
With that being said, man, it's kind of rough in our city, but, man, as long as you focus on doing the right thing, you ain't got to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Real talk. So, you know, it's interesting. Now, I'm actually, this is going to get a little bit trivial for you real quick. It's going to be a little bit, I just want you to keep it 100, but you know what I'm saying? This ain't no Vlad interview. I don't want you to say nothing that incriminates yourself ever. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So.
Yeah.
How important to you is what you say on your songs really shit that you really done did? Because right now we see where these folks ain't playing fair, and if a nigga keep it too real, they're going to turn and use that against you. So sometimes, even though you may want to tell the story the factual way, sometimes it just don't benefit you to do that. So how you feel like you got to balance and maneuver with everything that's going on with hip-hop and the government right now? Hello?
I was kind of thinking about what you were saying. With me, I don't never just say personally what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I might say something about the situation to make you, you know what I'm saying, think about, like, the niggas I'm going to say the people that I'm talking about or the situation I'm talking about, if they was there or had something to do with this situation, that person to know. I wouldn't give a current aware about what the next person think or what the world think about my lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's true and I know what's going on in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. I like that answer. So, now, let me ask you this, because you said, you know, you're down here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, you're dealing with drum and, you know what I'm saying, the grind is all over the place, but, you know, Atlanta is the hub. What do you feel like as far as Atlanta? Do you feel like the culture of Atlanta is kind of sort of the same as Memphis? Is it different as far as the music? Now, we're talking about the music. Tell me the difference in between the culture of music, doing it in Memphis, and then you getting on with drum, and now you're probably down in Atlanta a lot because you're dealing with him. What's the difference in the culture for you?
If you say the difference between the music.
Yeah, the culture. And the whole culture, just music, the culture, everything.
I like the culture because they got Atlanta got that little Uzi and little Yachty swag, you know what I'm saying, with music. Like, when you hear songs like that out here, that's what catches my attention, little songs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I go back home, that's when I want to hear some of that gangster poo size and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I'm away from the house and music and stuff like that, I like to catch a vibe, and I feel like Atlanta got that sound, you know what I'm saying?
I got it. So, I know you probably, you know, working with a lot of people, and you probably, I have no idea what you got going on behind the scenes, but can you tell me somebody that you may be looking forward to working with, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that you just, you know, got to be friends with or whatever, but somebody when you hear their music, you be like, yeah, man, I wouldn't mind doing a song with that cat.
No cap?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Like he a real metaphor rapper. He like the next Lil Wayne. So.
All right.
Yeah,
I like that. All right.
Certain people music, you can tell who a real nigga and who a fuck nigga. Like, I'm the type of person, I read vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If I get that vibe, you a fuck nigga, I just can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
So, what give up that vibe? Like, what, I'm pretty sure at this point, you've been in the industry, you've been dealing with drum. I know you done met all kind of people. Tell me your definition or example of some shit that you just seen in the industry where you like, you know what? That's some fuck nigga shit. I ain't going to deal with it. Give me a story. You ain't got to name a name. Just give me a story.
I ain't even just really ran into no situation like this. I just have back at home plenty of time with, like, just dealing with industry because I ain't getting cool with no industry niggas down here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
Seeing famous people, shit, that shit don't excite me down here because, like, I know I'm going to be that next person too. You know what I'm saying? Even though I do get a little excited, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? He's actually that person right here. But at the same time, it don't excite me because I ain't on no group ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, like, my definition of just buggery, just certain shit a nigga do, like, you'll be like, man, he a fucking, I can't rock with him. Like your vibes, I peep your vibes through the phone. Even though I haven't met you, I can tell you a nice person, you cool, you know what I'm saying? I can vibe with you. It's the energy you give me, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everything is about energy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think a lot of people just don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? It's energy, it's instinct, and if people just, you know, follow that vibe, sometimes it'll save them out of a lot of crazy situations at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's just like when people say God's son, Jesus, and Jesus, it's really not God's son. It's O-N. It's U-N because it's the son. That's what give out the energy and keep a lot of shit rotating going around and on Earth. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You
so
sound like
really
you're
a son.
Yeah. You sound like you're spiritual. How important is that to you, bro? Like, what kind of keep you going when you out here in the chaos and in the industry and you working and you grinding? What do you do to kind of keep yourself focused on the prize so you don't get sidetracked by all the bullshit, bro? Like, what do you do? Do you meditate? Or what do you do?
Man, like to stay away from the book. Like I say, like be down here because I don't got to worry about this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to worry about being in no trouble or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just staying out of town. That's what I do to deal with my problems. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a clear mind. When I'm at home, I can't lie. Like, we still in the streets down there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what's going on.
Exactly. I understand it, bro. I really do. Shout out to the homie DJ Mook over there jumped on the
live
stream.
That's what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just stay clear-minded and stay out the way. Like, man, God, like, I'm big on God because without him, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be out. You know
exactly. I feel you. You know what? And because you said that, let me ask you a really real question, bro. Because sometimes I see this happen. This particular scenario happen to a lot of cats. And I want to share it with you. So, you know, being a real nigga feel like being a real nigga means looking out for your folks when you can. You feel me? But, of course, when you get into the industry, the things change. Sometimes that same nigga that you really got love for and you really want to look out for, when it come over to this music industry stuff, that could be the same one that you may have to distance yourself from in order to keep yourself out of bullshit and keep your career going as an artist.
I'm glad you're speaking on me, man.
Talk about that, bro. Like, because I know that a lot of artists struggle with that because they want to bring their whole hood with them, but they don't understand. When you do all that, you basically...
I'm a business, man. Like, I got my own label. You hear me? Trying to jump squad. I got my own label, and you know what I'm saying? And I just had niggas that I wanted to bring with me. Like, man, they a big asset. I feel like, man, they a big asset to my team. They make us look good. They got the sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I got that music for music, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
it's like on some shit like my, I didn't have homeboys, I didn't had to let go because they could pull some fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
right,
they stole some from a nigga and dollar like this and that, you know what I'm saying? Or they said some foul shit I just can't walk with, you know what I'm saying? Like that shouldn't happen before, so I know how I feel and at the same time I've been through it all, like. A person told me, don't say you've been through it all because I'm still young and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? But the age that I'm living in all the years that I've been living, I've been through so much, it feel like I've been through it all. Like, with that being said, like trying to bring my hood with me, this should bring you down too, because you can't do that until you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like when I first started rapping and coming down here, I wanted to bring everybody down here with me. I wanted motherfuckers to come with me every time I came down here. Like I had to grow out of it. I'm a grown man. What I need a whole bunch of other niggas with me for? And I ain't bringing shit to the table. Just, you know what I'm saying? Riding the
right.
Wave. Yeah. So you gotta get yourself together with all this other shit.
Absolutely. But then, you know, but the flip side of that is, oh, if you don't bring them same niggas that was with you in the trenches, then you, quote unquote, be the, they consider you the fuck nigga, right? Right?
Yeah, but niggas know not to even play with me. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
A nigga play with you till they feel like you a hoe. If you been putting it down in the streets or you known in your hood, nigga know my, if Taylor was the, blow them all and I don't bring no nigga. Nigga been not speaking on Taylor after he going to come back to the city and see what's up with the nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Well,
it's the same thing with certain people.
I'm going to tell you, K-Dawg, because I feel your energy too, bro. I hope that when that day comes, bro, I hope that you just, I hope if you're going to have a lot of success, that you just let them niggas talk, bro. Because you know what? At the end of the day, if you go home, you know what's going to happen.
But like at the same time, I'm not this type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? I still fuck with my hood, even though, like I said, I'm already dissing myself from my hood. So I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? They already know what's going on. Ain't like I'm just kicking with that nigga every day. And I just get on my, I blew up and I don't fuck with no nigga no more. You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So
right, exactly.
Like, problem is just simple. They people tend to do that when they be around these niggas every day and then switch up on them because they got bread and fun. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
there's
a difference between me being around a certain group of niggas that I've been came up with and kicking it with a bunch of niggas every day. I don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? In my old days, like once I got locked up for that murder, it was a different situation. You know what I'm saying? I can't be doing the same stuff I was doing. You know what I'm saying?
And you know
it's
what? And I don't want to dwell on the past, and we got to get to the music. But when you face that kind of time, when you face that kind of charge in the system, man, you feel me? How did that change you? Give me just real quick. What was the number one major change you made it out of that situation? What was the biggest change you made?
My start coming down here, more staying at the street, because at the same time, it can be so hard to stay out the street. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard to do. I be getting pulled back in sometimes, but like I don't be in it like I used to be at first. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
We was in the streets, done that every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, post it. That's what we do. Like, waiting on shit to happen, you know what I'm saying? But nigga ain't living like that no more. Nigga got something to live for. Even though I've been had something to live for, it just, I want to focus on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Once
exactly.
You get locked up and go down there and go through shit and see shit, and when you facing the serious cars like that, you don't know if you coming home or not. And then every time somebody new or anytime I get moved to a different float or cell in the jail, somebody know me, they like, man, you K-Dawg, man, you told you out there rapping, you bushing, you in here with us, you know what I'm saying? People let
right.
You know, like, man, you got something going on, we don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I love
telling
it,
me
I love
it. In jail, like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's some real shit, bro, because when niggas inside, when they inside, and they know that, especially niggas with long numbers, niggas who ain't never getting out, or may get out when they 80, 90, whatever, they going to tell you, bro, what the fuck is you doing, bro? They're going to let you know, what the fuck is you doing? You know what I'm saying? You had a shot.
Yeah,
you had
Yeah. Niggas kept on telling me, like, folks, look at me. I got a little anger problem. Like, I didn't grew up out of it, too. This is somebody grew up out of since I was younger. But, like, nigga be staring at me. And I, what the fuck did nigga look at me? But the whole time, he know me. You know what I'm saying? He know me for music.
Right.
A dude stared me up and down. I was like, I thought he was somebody that didn't like me that I didn't know about. You know what I'm saying? Cause I am known in music in my city, but once he got to like, man, you cater off, what you in here for? I said, my child, oh man, you tripping? You supposed to be out there? You just, you know what I'm saying? Stuff
yeah.
Like, and it make a nigga sit back and think like, damn, these niggas saying, you know what I'm saying? They got the same. I'm facing the same charge. They facing the same charges as me, but they not looking at it like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. They looking at
like, man, you the superstar.
they look at them niggas looking at you like, nigga, I know why I did why I'm here, but nigga, at the end of the day, what the fuck is you doing? Like, you got, you really had,
what you doing?
Yeah, I get it, bro.
Don't be real scared for mine. Like, that's one thing I always speak my ill, this on my mama and grandma always taught me, you know what I'm saying, home, trying, they starving me at home, so everything works for dick. Like, there's another thing, too, down in jail. Like, you gotta be respectful to people. You can't go around there, going around the jail, calling nigga bitches and hoes. The whole jail gonna be ready to beat you up.
Exactly.
So, that's another thing I learned, like, respect, you know what I'm saying?
Respect. And it go, you know what, bro?
Yeah.
I think that, bro, I haven't even physically met you. This is my first time I have, actually have a conversation with you on our platform and everything. But I got a sense that you definitely learned a lot from your experience, and you definitely in a space where you'll be all right, bro. You feel what I'm saying? All bullshit aside, I think you're going to be all right. You're just a real nigga, and niggas understand that they just, when niggas are around you, they got to understand and respect that you're really from the streets, you really is who you say you is, and respect it, and you won't have no problems. I think you'll be okay in the industry. Sometimes, some niggas will be talking, I don't know.
I feel like even if I do blow them all, like, I feel like I wouldn't have those problems, like, people getting their turns, even though it can happen to anybody. I just feel like I wouldn't have those problems, because, like, a nigga can tell, like I say, I read vibes. The next nigga can read vibes and tell, like, oh, this nigga capital, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to let it be known, like, man, this nigga capital, he, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
man,
now,
I'm not
you know
this
what?
Type of guy. I'd fight, too. I'd jump in the crowd and kick in the gas on my tongue, you know what I'm saying?
Get out. Okay, dog, real talk, though. I'm just listening to you, and I ain't worried about a nigga snatching your chain at all. I'm worried about other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, that's the least of your problems. It's other
that's
shit.
The least.
But
I
right.
just talking about the industry. Yo, so I don't
think
about the industry.
Yeah.
We ain't going to get the side of it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to discuss the industry, but, that's just the least amount of worry. You know what I'm saying? This is just from the fans' perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. All right, man. So listen.
Like I say, man. All right, well, do your time.
No. Go ahead. What you got to say? Go ahead.
I was saying, man, like, everybody can keep vibes. Just like I can keep the next rapper vibes through their music. And you know what I'm saying? The industry should already tell. They've been doing this for, you know what I'm saying, way before I got in. So they should know, like, man, this. Just like you read me through this phone, you tell that I got good energy, you know what I'm saying, and a nice person. They should be able to tell me if they was to meet me. They should be able to tell and say the same thing if they was to meet me in person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Exactly. If they some real motherfuckers themselves, and that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? K100 Radio.
Yeah.
That's
you
right.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad bitch.
We rocking out with the homie. Big homie, K-Dog, representing Memphis in the building, man. Shout out to Drummer Boy. He part of Drum Squad now, man. So we got to get into these videos and these songs, and we only got a certain amount of time. So I'm going to let you pick, bro. I got songs and videos. Now, I'm going to tell you the songs I got, and I'm going to tell you the videos I got. And I want you to let me know what you want me to bless my crowd with, my people that sit with. So I know you said you got the Make You Mine song. I didn't see a video for that. You feel what I'm saying? But I do got that song. You want to drop that song?
I mean, yeah, we can do that song. And I got a video with the clothes and the clothes. We can do that right there.
Hold on, let me see. All right, so let me tell you the videos I got. Because you know, when they sent your stuff over, they sent me the songs. I went to your page and just found some videos on my own. You feel what I'm saying? Because they didn't send me videos.
Yeah.
They sent me the songs. So I got Love Hard, I got Loyalty, and I got Make You Mine on the songs. But on the videos, I was able to load up How It Is and True to the Game. So those are the videos that I got. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
I ain't got
to you can do True to the Game. You can do True to the Game and Make You Mine.
All right, bet. So I want to go ahead and do the video first. So let's do the True to the Game video, because I got people watching on the live stream. So I want to hit them with the video first, and then we're going to rock out. We're going to end the show with that song. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so tell me about this True to the Game joint. Give me a little rundown. You feel me? Tell me about this one, bro. What we getting into right now?
Man, basically, man, just letting them know I'm true to the guy, true to everything that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When I was thinking about that, I ain't going to lie. I was thinking about true religion clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, hey, I'm like
just
it.
Buddha, man.
I like K-Dog. This is K-100 Radio. Let's check out this video, and then we're going to get into this Make You Mine Make You Mine song after this. This video is True to the Game, K-100 Radio, Jeff Clark, Lift Your Own, Big Homie, K-Dog. Let's check it out.
You are tuned to K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I'm true to the game, I'm rocking design, I gotta stay true to myself. I fall like the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot these bitches like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. This money, I'm motivated, got your bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate. I'm true to the game, I'm rocking design, I gotta stay true to myself. I fall like the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot these bitches like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. This money, I'm motivated, got your bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate. I was true to the guy, spoke on my line, we handling it wax. How you playing with the guy? I kill a little kind, we smell like a black. Get 40, you like a box. As a cannon, I won't ever stop. They go waiting on a real nigga drop. High speed, we don't fuck cops. You know we didn't love over 12. I was locked down, sitting in the cell. They let me pop out of that shell. Coming home, I'm bringing them heat. Rapping all on my mind, found my grind, and I gotta get out the streets. Why you wasting my time? You come in line, so I'ma just focus on me. I just give me some time, I still ain't lying, I snitch, I kill the shit sweet. Got a nigga doing time, they ready to shine, it's for my nigga deceased. I just give me some time, I still ain't lying, I snitch, I kill the shit sweet. Got a nigga doing time, they ready to shine, it's for my nigga deceased. I'm watching the design, I gotta stay true to myself. I ball out the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot the bitch out like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. Get money, I'm motivated, you got your bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate. I'm true to the game, I'm rocking design, I gotta stay true to myself. I ball out the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot the bitch out like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. Get money, I'm motivated, you got your bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate. I'm afraid to be broke, cause I wanna change his cash, that to me is a joke. Everybody start putting me last, I ain't know it was hope. Until I ran through me a bag, nigga bro like that home in the cast. Every time I been on the crash, yeah, heal me, I needed to eat. Make a paddle on the flow, I needed a mess, I made the shit out of some cheeks. I was struggling for sure, nigga, but for sure, I stand on my own 2 feet. At the top where I wanna be, it's like a season like I wanna be. Father calling me up on my feet, now they blocking like a cover tree. That's how they gon' do this to me. Some people don't end up in the cash. You see them not sound like you fast. Now they blocking like a cover tree. That's how they gon' do this to me. Some people don't end up in the cash. We sellin' that shot like a bastard. I'm true to the game, I'm rockin' design, I gotta stay true to myself. I ball like the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot the bitch out like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. Get money, I'm motivated, you got the bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate. I'm true to the game, I'm rockin' design, I gotta stay true to myself. I ball like the man, but no blood to whisk, I shoot the bitch out like I'm stealth. I throw back a perk and I'm highly elevated. Get money, I'm motivated, you got the bitch on my dick, she a valet. I beat the pussy, I come to annihilate.
You are tuned to the K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K-100, you bad
one. K-100 Radio, man. Yo, we rocking out with the homie. Hey, man, that was a dope joint. I like that one, big homie. I'm fucking with it, bro. Yeah. I like that one, man. So that was in that particular song. That song really matches like the vibe and everything that we've been talking about. Like your personality. Listening to the interview, I'm pretty sure if people have been watching this interview, watching it on our YouTube or listening to it on Spotify. However, y'all checking out this interview and then they hear that song, it all adds up. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It just matches. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. So, listen, I wanna make sure that we get the music in. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to the next one. And this, we don't got the video for this one, but we got this one, the song for this one. And this one is called "Make You Mine." What was this one about, bro? Is this one for the ladies?
Man, it's for the ladies, man. It's for the female, man. You know, you gotta be versatile, switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Get a lady song. Something they want to hear. Can't be talking about shooting a little bang bang all the time.
I understand, bro. I understand. Because at the end of the day, we can do all the street shit we want. We can do all this shit. At the end of the day, you're a real nigga and you a straight nigga, nigga. You love some motherfucking goddamn women and you love some pussies like everybody else. You feel what I'm saying?
What you
know what I'm saying? Ain't no way around it, my boy. I don't care how hard you think you is, nigga. You got to have you one. You feel what I'm saying? You better pick it right. All right, so let's check this one out. We're gonna rock with this one, big homie. This is big homie K-Dog. This joint is called Make You Mine. We're going to play this one, and then we're going to come right back and let the homie holler at y'all one more time before we get ready to wrap this thing up. This is K100 Radio, man. Shout out to Drummer Boy. Shout out to Drum Squad. Shout out to Memphis, A-Town, big homie K-Dog, Make You Mine. This is for the ladies. What y'all think?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Let's go.
Hey, Chris, you made
I just wanna make you mine, shawty, you be looking real fine, you always be coming on time, girl, I wanna make you mine, I just wanna make you mine, shawty, you be looking real fine, you always be coming in on time, you always be coming on time. I just wanna go overseas, private flight smoking new palm trees. Girl, this is a sight to see. Girl, this is a sight to see. We'll make a little you don't stop. Driving nigga crazy like a phone call. You gon' make me get on my knees. You gon' make me get on my knees. I love the way you move. Get up in your groove. I can show you a thing or two. You ever take the fool? Who done made the news? You just still gon' let me slide you like a fool. Cause I just wanna know, I call myself the GOAT. I can't fool no bitch, the label is a hoe. Some shit I gotta know, some shit you gotta tell me. Dive deep up in that pussy, feel like I'm in 12 feet. Nigga talking down on you, ain't shit they can tell me. It's hard to live off from. Everybody around me, they toting guns. I just want you to have my little son. I just want you to have my baby. This little shit, they gon' drive me crazy. I'm glad to make you mine. I been thinking about your ass, baby. I just wanna make you mine, shawty, you be looking real fine, you always be coming on time, girl, I wanna make you mine, I just wanna make you mine, shawty, you be looking real fine, you always be coming on time, you always be coming on time, I just wanna go overseas, private flight smoking new palm trees, girl, this is a sight to see, girl, this is a sight to see. We'll make a little you don't stop. Driving nigga crazy like a phone call. You gon' make me get on one knee. You gon' make me get on my knees.
I just wanna make you mine. Boy, you be looking so fine. So you gotta be all mine, all mine. Give me all your time for KB. Have I been on your mind lately? You know I go anywhere you take me. Just wanna be your number one, baby. Need you inside me, need your hands on my body, need you to show me that you got me, show me that you ain't playing about me, no. Boy, you look better when you focus, when you go deep like ocean, make a trip, I'm soaking, I'ma go all in if you're mine, I just wanna make you mine, boy, you be looking too fine, so you gotta be all mine. Boy, I wanna make you mine. I just wanna make you mine. Boy, you be looking too fine. So you gotta be all mine, all mine. I just wanna go overseas. Private flight smoking in palm trees. Baby, this is hard to see. Baby, this is hard to see. When we making love, you don't stop. I'ma drive you crazy like a phone car. I'ma make you get on my knees. I'm
going to
make you get on your knees.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
K100, you bad one.
Hey, that was the homie. Big homie K-Dog. That was a vibe right there. Hey, who was that? Who was that female speaking on there? Big homie, who was that? Who that is on there?
Nye in the trio.
Hey, yo, I'm rocking with her, man. She blessed the track, too, man. That was, you know, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. Like, I know you said it was for the ladies, but I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I completely, 100% did not expect that complete vibe at all. Based on our conversation, I was like, oh, shit. I don't know what I thought. I know it was gonna be a song for the ladies, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't know. I fuck with it, but I don't know. That kind of I was pleasantly surprised on the lane that you took over there. So that shows that you can you're willing to be versatile and go somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying? I fuck with you. Yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was like, oh shit. I don't know what I thought. I thought I was going to hear some, I don't know. I just didn't think I was going to hear that kind of.
You thought it was going to be one of them hood ladies, the one taking ass.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I ain't going to sit here and bullshit you, dog. I legit thought that shit was going to be a little bit trapped out for the hood rats, but no, I fuck with it. Nice.
You gotta go international, man.
And you know what? Again, that's a testament to how much you've grown, dog. With your mind frame at, trying to go, you growing, you good, you'll be all right. As long as the nigga don't try you.
Yeah,
you know?
So. So cool.
All right, man. I enjoyed the interview, man. Go ahead before we get ready to go. Tell the people anything you want to know. The album's coming out. I know we got I see that you got a complete project, you know what I'm saying? Everything, man. So give me the name of the album, all that, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and then certified young and everything. Tell us everything before we go.
Right, the album Certified Young and out now all platforms. Go get it. And my Instagram BigHomie_KDog. My TikTok BigHomie_KDog. My Twitter BigHomie_KDog. Snapchat BigHomie_KDawg. They took my last Snapchat, so I had to switch the name up, but. Y'all go follow me on all those platforms. Go follow me now. Facebook, Big Homie KDog is up. And, man,
all right,
I just want to appreciate K100 for having me, man. Shout out to the whole county.
Absolutely, man. Salute, man. Salute to you, dog. Salute to Drum Squad, Drummer Boy, everybody, man. Salute, man. And we getting ready. You know what? Before we go, I got this record called Loyalty. Can I end the show with this Loyalty record? You want to hear that?
Hey, go ahead.
All right, fuck it. That's what we riding out with. Hey, shout out to everybody that's watching, man. Before we get ready to go, man, y'all make sure y'all fuck with the homie K-Dog. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you subscribe to the K100 Radio YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, fam, please subscribe to our channel. That doesn't cost you a dime. So if you're rocking with K-Dog and you're rocking with K100 Radio, man, damn, it's free. It's really free, bro, sis. Fam, my folks, anybody watching, to click subscribe. I promise you, you can turn. Matter of fact, I want you to leave the notifications on, but you ain't gonna do that. I don't care if you leave our notifications on. At least hit subscribe. If you're listening to this on Spotify, at least hit follow. You don't want to know every time we drop something. Okay, cool. But nigga, damn, can we get the follow? Can we get the subscription? It don't cost you a dime. What is it gonna hurt? Unless you don't feel like we ain't trilled. And I think we've proven our point today. You feel what I'm saying? K100 Radio, man. Before we ride out, we getting ready to roll. Shout out to Drummer Boy, a real cool person, a real cool dude, man. He's been over here on K100 Radio before. If you want to know about our conversation with Drummer Boy, make sure if you're on our podcast, whatever, scroll down. Keep scrolling. It's been a minute, but scroll down. You'll find that Drummer Boy interview we did too as well. You feel me? Salute to the grind. Salute to the independent artists. We're going to end with one more song by Big Homie K-Dog. And we're going to wrap this thing up, man. This is called Loyalty, and we out of here. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard. You bastard.
Loyalty. If you want to smoke to my young nigga, top off the head. Loyalty. Might catch your body, and we about to dug in the feds. Loyalty. Move by the cold, man. I never told him the guy. Loyalty. Matter whoever, if I get a word, they gon' buy it. I got the two like I'm this. Ran with them choppers if they want the ears. Read a little paper like I was a fist. Stepped in the chop, nigga, I'm so a fist. Ran up the red, go to sex with my hitter. Throw out the bang, no, I don't mean to little. Stupid little bitch, keep my mouth on my stupid bitches. I know you, so why would I kill? Nah, I know it. If I holler guy, you know this shit runs in my blood. Spray up your block and we beefing them choppers. They ran out of food. I'm still a fight, nigga, but money got bigger. So nigga, it is what it was. I come to the trap, that's a loot when I walk in. I know I look like the plugs, go to the codes, the nigga behold, they bitches, and then the nigga we exposed. I'm sliding the traffic, I'm dripping and go. In a ride with the woe, these niggas on rig, get put in the ball, chop a knock them out of cold. Lord, cause people get caught, ain't a damn thing told. Lord, if you want to smoke to my young nigga, chop off your head. Lord, might catch your body and we back to dug in the fed. Lord, move by the cold, man, I never told him to die. Lord,
Ride on whoever, if I get a wedding, I'm buying. All of my niggas, 100 little niggas. They would get money, little niggas. Fight on a nigga if you got a part with me. So quit all the capital, little niggas. Cause somebody did action, or you probably heard. Been in the street, niggas still on the curb. Yeah. And I stand on their word. Whatever I'm made, it was served. And nine number killers I got on their roster. Get hit with a shield, get beat like a boxer. No, it's I'm with the gang, you a boss. And you will get put on a shirt. Yeah, I really came from the dirt. Yeah, I really had it, she hard. Now from the street, took it to the hall. Nigga, play me, I'ma burn them on God. And they with the spray and fuck all the squashes. For any nigga won't smoke. Whoever referring, I'm coming through chopping to burn a nigga like toast. Let it be seen like notes. A ton of nigga to a ghost. In the game, fuck a coach. And tie it in like a rope. Know it. If you want to smoke to my young nigga, top off the head. Know it. Might catch a body and we back to dug in the feds. Know it. Move by the cold mind. I never told him the game. Know it. Ride on whoever, if I get the wording, I'm buying. I got the juice like I'm this. Ride with them choppers if they want the ish. Wearing the paper like I was a fist. Stepped in the chop, nigga, I'm so a fist. Ran up the red, go to section, my hitter. Throw out the bang, nah, I don't mean a little. Still be the beat, keep my mouth on my ZBD bitches. I know you, so why would I kill? Nah, I know it.
When you think of K100 Radio, we got it on lock with classic hip-hop and R&B.
We taking you back in the day.
Way back. 24-7 on your radio. LL.